got today, the Apostles' Creed, I challenge that to the Bible. There is no such a thing as Apostles' Creed. If there's any Apostles' Creed in the Bible, it's found in Acts, where he said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost for the promises unto you and your children's children, to them that's far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That sounds more like an Apostles' Creed. Now, I believe in a Holy Roman Catholic Church. I believe in the communion of saints. Anybody believes in communion of the saints is a spiritualist. That's exactly right. Saints are dead. They're in the presence of God. There's no mediator between God and man but Jesus Christ. Amen. That's right. So, how you get yourself all twisted up. My, it's a shame. See, I don't blame you people. It's the pulpit where it started. No wonder that's the damnation of the country when Satan got in the pulpit. The truth. Failing to preach the unadulterated Word of God. And the Word of God will produce just exactly what it said it would do. But we explain it all away. It's all away. It's for some other day. Could you imagine somebody standing on a platform saying the baptism of the Holy Ghost, divine healing, and that's for another day? It's like trying to introduce a man freezing to death and paint some fire for him and say, there's a fine fire. That's what was. You can't warm by painted fire. That was fire one time, but what about fire now? Holy Ghost had power at Pentecost through the first age, second age, and on down. What about this age? He's the same Holy Ghost today. The same power, the same signs, the same wonders, the same miracles. If he can get the same kind of faith amongst the people, God doesn't change.